You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guest today is Kathy Stout with Stout Healthcare Solutions. Welcome back.
Welcome. Glad to be here.
So before the break, we were talking a little bit about that you're kind of a one-stop shop when it comes to insurance. You can talk to people about all different carriers of health insurance, health insurance, I should say. Yeah. It's health insurance. Don't call her for homeowner's insurance. Call somebody else. But call Kathy if you're you have questions about your health insurance. Maybe you're looking to change jobs. Maybe I love this qualifying events. I love the way they mm-hmm. say that.
Yeah.
And before the break, you mentioned one of the qualifying events was you have a baby. And I thought, well, wouldn't you know you're going to have a baby? But then I thought, well, maybe not. Not right now. You might not. We're still only 2 months into the year. So I guess you can still have one in this year and not know.
That's right.
That's true.
So you could be not insured.
I'm hoping you have insurance before you have the baby so you're covered.
Well, you would hope so, but I bet there are lots of people that come to you that say, I just found out I'm pregnant. I need insurance.
Yes.
Would that be a pre-existing condition?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, you know, the pre-existing conditions kind of went away with Obamacare.
Okay.
So insurance companies are not allowed to not insure you now.
Okay.
But with the Obamacare, a lot of the people that weren't able to get on plans mm-hmm. prior to then, they go in through the healthcare.gov.
Okay.
And they get a tax credit.
And, oh, okay.
And it's based on their income. And so then the government actually pays that penalty of that tax. And then the insurance carriers cover the clients.
Okay. I do have a question. One of the types of insurance you talked about earlier was cancer insurance. Do they sell specific cancer insurance now? I mean, is that a specific type of policy?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Did not realize that.
They do.
Well, yeah, and I was thinking, yeah. Would it be that you know you have cancer or that there's cancer in your family maybe and that's what it is?
Yes. So really it's for the people that have that terrible feeling that at some point in time they're going to need coverage, they're going to mm-hmm. have cancer, mm-hmm. it runs in their family.
Right.
Or, you know, just because cancer's everywhere.
Oh, it's everywhere. That's mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, that they just like to know that they have that as a protection.
Hmm.
You know, I mean, insurance really is all about just the what if.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, you're trying to prepare yourself for what if this would happen, mm-hmm. and so that's kind of how the cancer insurance is okay. based off of.
Well, as someone who's lost both their parents to cancer, that's why it piqued my interest. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe you should look into
it. I know. I think just in the past couple of years, I know you and I both know just so many people mm-hmm. whose lives have been affected by cancer. So it's just not every day there's somebody new that I know who mm-hmm. has been diagnosed with some form of cancer. So I don't think it's if, it's when mm-hmm. for mm-hmm. most people.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm one of those lucky people that nobody in my family,
wow.
knock on wood, let's yeah. find someone yeah, really. To knock on, has ever, that's never been yeah. the reason mm-hmm. That someone has passed away. That's not, the, right. you know, it's on the death certificate, so to speak. Not that we haven't had some precancerous kinds of things.
Sure.
But never mm-hmm. has it taken someone
yeah.
That I'm related to.
Right.
Like you said, yeah. we both know several people that have passed away because of cancer. And it was kind of some of them a shock that they actually got cancer. They didn't know. Like, wasn't wow. in their family.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's a good one. What yeah. other, there were yeah. a couple other insurance that you said were specific.
Mm-hmm. We do, we have disability insurance. Okay. We have critical illness,
mm-hmm.
which then that would go into like heart.
I was going to say a heart attack.
Stroke.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or if you were like in an accident, there's accident insurance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That basically those types, and along with the cancer insurance, a lot of those, they'll just give you a lump sum.
Okay.
So you're paying on a monthly premium, and then you, if you get diagnosed or something happens, then they're basically going to be writing you just a check for that amount.
To help cover with the expenses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, to help cover with the expenses. And it's not limited. Many of the companies don't limit it to being a specific thing that it has, the money has to go to. So that's very helpful for people. Wow. You know, that just wants, you know, to be able to make it from day to day with the loss of their income and their family. Mm-hmm. So, and then dental insurance.
Oh,
we sell dental insurance.
Oh, mm-hmm. Wouldn't have even thought that. Because I thought health, not dental.
No, it's different now.
Dental and vision. Mm-hmm. Most of the companies that are doing dental also have a vision that will come with it if you want to pay a few extra dollars.
Uh-huh.
Usually vision's not that expensive. And, gosh, what did I leave something out?
I think so.
Vision and dental.
Yeah.
Anything health related.
Okay.
Yes, we have coverage for that. So, and also life, you know, there are a lot of the companies that we deal with also have life insurance policies as well.
Sure. You, I was thinking that you were mentioning, you know, obviously health insurance. If people come, say, you know, my daughter needs insurance. She's on her own. She's over 26, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hasn't got a job or is between jobs. I assume you talk to them and like kind of find out their lifestyle, what they're looking at, how much they want to spend, and then you start, you know, your search.
Right. That's exactly how we do it. So we have to kind of get a profile of the client and well, you know, one of the things that really plays into that is their annual income, because then that kind of helps us determine what they might be able to afford on a monthly basis. And we also make sure that we ask if they have a limit that they can set aside, you know, for a premium. So then from that point, and we ask a few health questions just so that we know if they're really kind of on the healthy side or if we should be looking more at something that's going to cover more. And then we do our search.
And I assume things like health, what do we call it, symptoms or factors come into play. Like, do you smoke? Do you drink alcohol?
Right,
do you, things like that are always questions that are asked up front because I think they – number one, they jack up your insurance premium.
Smokers do definitely pay more.
Yeah.
They don't usually have us ask about
alcohol use.
Alcohol use. Yeah. But yes, definitely
what about
smoking.
Dangerous sports.
Oh, risky type sports?
Yeah, I've been asked that before. Do you participate in, you know, things such as skydiving, mountain biking, things like that?
Mountain biking is considered a dangerous sport now.
It can be if you fall off.
Wow.
Yep.
Some companies do put a limit on what they would cover for activities. A lot of that you will see more on the side where we're actually doing insurance just for accident coverage.
Okay.
Because then there really are specific limits on who they will cover and who they won't. Yeah.
I have to say, this has been probably one of the most informative shows
I would agree. I've learned a lot.
Absolutely. I want you to be able to tell people how to get a hold of you so that they can call you if they have any questions or if they know someone who needs insurance.
Okay.
So do you have a website? What's your phone number?
I actually work out of my home.
Okay.
So I do a lot of my business is
online.
I'm actually licensed in 19 states.
Wow. So you don't have to just refer people from Indiana.
No. Actually, I just recently have gotten started working with more people in Bloomington. But prior to that time, most of my clients were all over the United States from the East to the West Coast.
Okay.
And a lot of insurance agents do that because then they can work in the different time zones.
Sure.
Which is very helpful for me as well.
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
So my phone number is 812-822-1340. And my email address, I don't actually have a website at right now, but my email address is kstout at myhst.com.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Thank you for being here, Kathy.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
Thank you. Remember that if you miss any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website and the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.